What's going on, everyone? Welcome to One Man's Opinion Podcast. I am your host, Noah Gillian. So happy you decided to join in today. It is the 12th of October, 2021, and we are here today to recap another great week in sports. On today's episode, we're going to recap the Dave Dombrowski press conference that took place last week and go over some things that were said that I found particularly interesting, as well as some of my bigger picture thoughts for the Phillies as they enter the off season. Before we get started, if you want to follow us on social media, you can find me on Twitter at Noah Gillian. You can also find the show's account at One Man's Opinion 17. So without further ado, let's just get right into it. So Philadelphia Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, recently had a press conference where he addressed the season, addressed a lot of different things, answered some questions going into the off season, and I took it. It was probably about a 40-minute press conference, so I definitely was there to check it out and had some key takeaways from there. Some things that were interesting to hear, as well as just some things that confirmed what we were also thinking as well. So I'm going to kind of start this with pretty much my main takeaway from Dombrowski, which I took, was that complementary pieces, I believe, are going to be the biggest priority this year from what I gathered from the press conference. The main reason I've been saying that is they kind of were talking about some things that we may need and may not need. A couple of the quotes that Dombrowski had about what we needed were a prototypical leadoff hitter. That was one thing he was definitely adamant about. Odubel didn't really play too well out of the leadoff position. That's one thing that they were looking for. But they also wanted to maybe add a middle of the lineup hitter. He mentioned a little protection for Bryce. And obviously with Reese going down, that was a big blow to the Phillies lineup. However, they are kind of in need of one more middle of the lineup hitter, which I believe, and that's something that Dave Dombrowski actually confirmed in his press conference the last week. So I think, and then to kind of piggyback off that point, I believe it was Jim Salisbury raised the question, is it possible to go, is it going to be, while the minor leagues is catching up? That was another thing he kind of talked about, which we'll get into. But while the minor league is kind of building itself back up, is it possible to go after, a $20 million a year guy, something like that, to fill, a quote middle lineup hitter or leadoff hitter that, Dombrowski said they needed? And, he said it's really just, an allocation of assets and what it requires, the opportunity cost to acquire said player. I mean, if they find the right deal for a player and it's for a little bit more money and ownership signs off, then, they're going to explore that. However, they thought it may, he also mentioned that it might be better to allocate your resources, that same sum to maybe a multiple different players to plug more holes in a roster that he believes is already pretty good, to compete for a division title. So that was one thing I found pretty interesting, and that was pretty much my big takeaway. He came back to that multiple times. There was a few more questions about, what is a complementary player? How did they assess those signings come for 2021? How that happened. But overall, that's what I pretty much took away mainly from the press conference, was my biggest takeaway in terms of off-season goals, like off-season priorities, and it's exciting to hear. My spin on that is, I think that's smart. Adding a big $20 million a year bat, someone like a Nick Castellanos or a Starling Marte, I believe both of them would make the Philadelphia Phillies better. There's no question in my mind that both of those players fill needs for the Philadelphia Phillies. However, would I rather have two relievers and a righty and lefty coming off the bench, and maybe another starter for the same sum it would cost to acquire Nick Castellanos or Starling Marte? That's when you really have to start balancing it, because kind of how I'm looking at it, and I'll kind of talk about more of the 2022 from this aspect, is the Phillies, their starting rotation has five legit options right now, all under contract next season with Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola. The emergence of Ranger Suarez was huge this year, and then you still have Zach Eflin coming back from injury. Don't think he'll be ready to start the year, but you expect Zach Eflin to contribute major innings next year, as well as Kyle Gibson is still under contract, a great 4-5 option. So you're already looking at five guys, probably four to start the year, so that's where you're probably going to need one or two starters there. You know, in the bullpen, there's a couple guys that are going to be moving on, but there's also a couple guys that are going to be coming back. Sir Anthony Dominguez is going to be back next year as well. He mentioned Alvarado had a good year. Hector obviously had a good year. We'd love to have him back. You know, these guys, you know, there's a potential we'd probably spin the tires again on Ian Kennedy, maybe bring him back if he doesn't get a good deal somewhere. So that's where I could also, you know, potentially see a couple arms, maybe a lefty we could add into the bullpen. And then, you know, after that, the lineup, I mean, there's question marks there, obviously, with the departure of Andrew McCutchen, most likely. The hole in center field, the question mark at shortstop, which we'll get into, and then, you know, obviously third base, which we'll get into as well. You know, you have a couple holes, but the lineup, I feel like, out of the bullpen, starting pitching, and lineup, you know, probably has the third priority for me in terms of additions, with bullpen being number one, a couple starters being number two, and then the lineup being number three. Because you saw what kind of year Bryce can have. JT, obviously, we hope for a bounce back. The addition of Reese back into the lineup, you know, you hope a bounce back from Didi Gregorius at the plate. You know, Gene Segura, an absolute stud. So that was just really interesting to hear him say, and I agreed with his premise on the offseason and what they should do, so I'm excited to see what they do end up doing. But, you know, a lot of 2022 is actually going to be determined by the future. And what I mean by that is Alec Bohm and Bryson Stott were two players that Dave Dombrowski mentioned by name and definitely talked about, you know, a little bit at length, were asked about. Bohm, we'll start with Dombrowski said the hope is that he's the 2022 opening day third baseman. You know, that's how they're going to proceed. Obviously, he doesn't have the job locked in. There's no guarantees. However, he said we expect him to be at third base. They're going to be training all year, all offseason. You know, he's not going to be playing winter ball or anything, just working on his swing, working on his fielding, and hopefully getting him back to the player who was second in NL Rookie of the Year voting in his rookie year. Quick note about Bohm, too. This was something we might have talked about on the pod, but I've also been talking about with some colleagues, and, you know, that you talk about it, and they say that Bohm could potentially play left field now with Andrew McCutchen no longer here, but Dombrowski shut that down and said pretty much third base is his main priority, with him potentially being able to fill in at first base and potentially DH if the DH is added to the National League. Another young player he talked about was Bryson Stott. And this was something, you know, also having conversations with some people about Bryson Stott and his, you know, projection for 2022. You know, there were reports that came out that he was not quite the best shortstop, and the Phillies viewed him more as a second baseman long-term than a shortstop. But that's something that Dombrowski shut right down in the press conference. You know, he said he saw that article and all that stuff, and, you know, they really believe he's a shortstop. He can stick at shortstop, and he can really be a productive player for them at the shortstop position. You know, they hold him in really high regard. They expect him to make an impact this year, and he even mentioned a couple times that they're going to need these guys to make impacts for them to, you know, really take the next step as a franchise, and I agree completely. Also, another lefty bat that you're going to be able to add into the lineup as currently constructed. You know, you have Bryce in there, who's a lefty, and Didi, who, you know, if he secures the job, will be a lefty. However, you also have Gene Segura, JT Realmuto, Rhys Hoskins, all righties, you know, all going to be batting high in the lineup. So to have another lefty in there, I think would be actually very, very good. Speaking of Didi, you know, he's going to have to earn that starting spot. He said they had conversations with him about his season. You know, they all agreed that he did not have a good offensive season, a good defensive season, anything like that. And, you know, I don't think that's indicative of the player Didi Gregorius is. And Dave Dombrowski even went as far to say that as well. You know he's a better player than that. You know, had a late start coming into it from spring training, had a, you know, visa issues, and then, you know, had a little issue with his elbow, and just, you know, there's a lot going on this year. So hopefully a reset for his mind and everything going into 2022 will help him both at the plate and in the field. And, you know, just to kind of swing back to some of the players we were talking about there, you know, he really mentioned, really went into a lot of detail and mentioned how, you know, Harper, Real Muto, Segura, and Reese were foundational pieces for this team offensively. So, you know, I think that is a big development for a potential Reese Hoskins extension. I think, you know, that's something that could be getting done soon. And, you know, I definitely think that's something Bryce Harper harped on when he came to the Phillies, was extending Reese Hoskins. And then, and you just saw this year, once he went out of the lineup, you could really see a huge drop-off in just the team's production. Bryce Harper was getting walked a ridiculous amount, and, you know, he really proved his worth for the Philadelphia Phillies in their lineup. He's going to be playing on a $7.5 million base salary, and then next year he has one more year of arbitration, and then in 2024 is when he'll be a restricted free agent. So that looks like something where, that looks like something where maybe we try to extend him a year early to maybe get a better price, or however the case may be there. But that's something where he is going to potentially be looking at a contract extension, especially since Dave Dombrowski was so adamant about Reese being, you know, one of the best hitters in the lineup, as well as a foundational piece for the Philadelphia Phillies. And, you know, just kind of, as we wrap up this podcast, it's going to be a short one today, but just want to kind of to give, you know, my general thoughts on the Phillies. I kind of went into the positions of need that I think about, that I think the team needs to look at for their offseason. Obviously, bullpen is going to be a question mark. You know, they led the league in blown saves this year. Starting pitching was a surprising strength for them this year. Obviously, Zach Wheeler had a Cy Young caliber year. Aaron Nola was up and down, but at points was absolutely unhittable. And the emergence of Ranger Suarez, I think, is just such a huge development for the Phillies, because, you know, we were kind of banking on Eflin or Gibson to be that number three behind Nola and Wheeler, but it really looks like Ranger can hold down that number three spot and at times, you know, pitch like a number two. So I think that's a huge development for the Phillies, and one that I think is really going to be good. I think next year they're going to be better than they were this year. Obviously, only one game over 500, nothing to clap about, however. You know, I think there's a lot of room for upside for the Phillies, and there's a lot of room for improvement, especially on the roster. But I think there's enough there that, you know, we aren't in a full rebuild. So very excited to see what happens next year, and very excited to see what happens once the winter meetings come for the MLB offseason. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap up the show for today. Just to put a bow on it, please hit that subscribe button if you enjoyed what we talked about today. Also, if you enjoyed the podcast as a whole, please leave a 5-star review on the platform you're listening to. It would really mean a lot, and it would help the podcast reach new audiences. It only takes a couple seconds, so if you guys wouldn't mind when you're listening to just drop that 5-star review, it would really mean a lot. If you want to follow us on social media, check the description below. I hope you all enjoyed, and I can't wait to see you back here again next time. I am your host, Noah Gillian, but hey, this is just one man's opinion.